Welcome into Halftime here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas here for our Senior Saluting Seniors interviews presented by Windsor Manor Home of Webster City. And our Halftime interviewer here this week is Rolling Story Senior Cameron Thorson joins us. Cameron, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yep, of course.
So right now you are in the middle. I know you're in the middle of your senior volleyball season. Just right now, from a personal standpoint, how do you feel that your senior volleyball season's going?
I actually am thinking that it's going very well. Our season, I think we are 27-7 right now, which is pretty good. We've faced a lot of very good teams, and tonight we're also playing Northwest, which is number one in 5A, number one Denver in 2A. And another number one team in 1A, which I think we've had really good competition. And I think we're just, like, doing a really good job this season.
And other than volleyball, what are some of the other activities that you've been involved in your time at Rolling Story?
I'm also going to be doing basketball.
And is that it?
yeah. Okay. Well, I'm also in a Mind Matters club, but just okay. Volleyball, basketball, and Mind Matters.
All right. Hey, that's an activity as well. We'll count that as an activity. Okay. And outside of the school, what are some hobbies that you have in your spare time?
Well, recently I have just been going to the gym for, like, shooting on the weekends, just trying to get ready for basketball season. But a lot of the times, usually when I'm free, I'm just with my friends, just hanging out, just like normal teenager stuff, I guess.
And from there, obviously, throughout your going out on 4 years at Rolling Story, I'm sure there have been a lot of moments that have stood out to you that you find memorable. If you can narrow it down, maybe just one or two moments right off the top of your head that you could define as your most memorable moments from high school, what would those moments be for you?
Definitely the sports are very memorable. I feel like at Rolling Story, we have really good teammates and coaches, and I feel like the sports here are just, we have really good programs. So that's definitely one of the most memorable things for me. And second would probably just be, like, all the people that I've met here. I feel like it's a very welcoming school. It's not hard to find friends. It's not hard to, like, feel welcome here. I feel like everyone's just super nice. So, like, just the sports and the people here, I feel like, are definitely my favorite part.
And kind of piggybacking off of that last question, obviously, I'm sure there's some things, some achievements that you're most proud of your time in high school. And if you could narrow that down again to maybe one or two, and that could be athletic, could be academic, could be something else in terms of achievements. If you can narrow that down to one or two of your biggest achievements that you're most proud of, what are those achievements?
Some achievements I think I would be proud of for academics this year. I think I'm doing really good in most of my classes, which is definitely important for senior year. I think my worst grade right now is like a B+, which is pretty good for me. So that's a big achievement for me going into my senior year. And then another athletic achievement would probably be maybe for basketball, just probably getting better at basketball every year. It's really hard when you're, like, at such a, like, good school to, always stand out and achieve when there's a lot of good players here. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, definitely something. Me personally, as an athlete, I definitely do understand what that is like. But it can very much make it a positive thing. And moving on, moving on from there. Obviously, throughout your 4 years in high school, I'm sure there's a lot of things that you have learned that are you consider valuable lessons. That if you could pull a freshman aside and they ask for advice, you can tell them that, or maybe you wish you could tell your younger self that. But from your 4 years in high school, what would you say your most memorable lesson has been, your most valuable lesson that you've learned throughout your time in high school?
My most valuable lesson is definitely just control the things that you can control, like your attitude and how you go into things. There's only so much you can control. You can't just try to control everything in your life. Like, you can't control how other people act or how other people talk. The only thing you control can control is yourself, and that's the most important thing. You can control your attitude. You can control how hard you try on certain things. And if I were to tell my freshman self that, I think it would be a very good thing to hear, because mm-hmm. that's just like something that I definitely struggled with going into my years of high school, is just trying to control everything, even if I couldn't, mm-hmm. Especially having attitude issues in the past with like different sports, always talking down on myself. That's definitely my biggest lesson, just always having a good attitude, or trying to, and just controlling what you can control.
And obviously throughout your 4 years in high school, I'm sure that there's quite a few people that you have looked up to as role models, and that could be, you know, parents, teachers, coaches, you know, an older sibling, someone that was just maybe even who was a couple years older than you, that kind of showed you the ropes, showed you the way, in a way. When you look back at your time in high school, who would you say that, if you could narrow it down to one or two people, would those great role models be for you?
A great role model for me is definitely my dad. He works very hard, and he's always like someone who is supporting me, and I definitely admire his work ethic. He works very hard for my family and still makes time to do like things for all of us, and it just means a lot. My dad is definitely my number one role model for sure.
And finally, when you graduate from Roland Story in the spring, what are your future plans?
I'm planning on either going to DMACC or Iowa State, and then I'm going to study real estate after college.
Well, Cameron, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Good luck the rest of your senior volleyball season, and good luck the rest of your senior year.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Yep, that was Cameron Thorson of Roland Story on our Senior Saluting Seniors interview presented by Windsor Manor of Webster City. We're back with Halftime next on 95.7 KQWC.